63-year-old Mark Jensen is a welder and commercial fisherman who's been the mayor in Petersburg since the fall of 2012, with the exception of about 4 months in 2017. That year, he stepped down from the seat over his opposition to a reorganization of borough utilities. Prior to being mayor, he was also on the council for the city of Petersburg. Jensen says he'd like to continue on as mayor.
Beyond the last 11, 12 years I've been doing this, I've made some good connections with people and met some good people that are in the same position as me or legislators. And it's interesting. And I care about the community. I really am concerned about the community, everybody in it. And I think I've done a pretty good job, and I would like to continue.
Jensen points to his role in seeing a continued Coast Guard presence in Petersburg, and he's glad the borough was able to build some projects when state money was available.
Just some of the projects that I helped get funding for or get to the top of the capital projects list and have done in town. And from the, I know some people disagree with the infrastructure we've put in, but if you think about it in hindsight, if you were trying to build a new harbor now or a library or a fire hall, you wouldn't have the money. And I'm glad we did the infrastructure that we did when we had Senator Stedman in the Finance Committee co-chair doing the capital budget, and the state had the money.
Jensen has voted against budgeting for and filling two vacant public safety jobs in the borough this year in the police and fire departments. He also opposed a land and building exchange between the borough and fuel company Petro Marine. The mayor says he's concerned about state funding losses.
The governor is pretty serious about cutting the budget, obviously. He did the school bond indebtedness, half of it, and he plans on doing the next half next year and maybe revenue sharing. And my big concern is if he figures out a way to get his hands on the raw fish tax. I mean, that could be on a good year, $800,000 to Petersburg, certain portion of that going to the general fund and the rest going to the harbor. That could impact this town pretty hard.
The decisions for the mayor and the assembly have been tough this year and could be getting tougher. The borough has been raising rates and taxes and is looking at cutting services in response to the state funding cuts. Another incumbent, Jay Stanton Greger, says he's seeking to run for re-election to the assembly. He says he would take the opposite approach to funding than he's seen from the governor.
Senator Stedman once referred to it as throwing, grenades down the chimney. That's really what it feels like. It's catching everybody by surprise. And so from my perspective as a local official, I want to quite literally do it the opposite, take every issue piece by piece. Any decisions we make are going to have lasting impacts on our community, regardless of what the state does. And I want to make sure we're taking each of them slow and deliberate and really looking not just at what's going to happen 3 or 6 months from now, but, 3 or 6 years from now and what the, the long-term effects of those things are going to be.
The 42-year-old is a mental health counselor and co-owner of a private practice. He's been on the assembly since 2014 and says he enjoys it.
Years ago when I was living in Montana, the boss of the company I worked at, a guy named Larry Stednitz, always talked about being of use and trying to be of service to the community you live in. And I was, early 20s at the time, so I didn't really give it a whole lot of thought. But not long after, he was right. It's good to be of service to your community. And I think I definitely see being on the borough assembly as a way to be of service to our town.
Stanton Greger commends the job of the top borough administrators in helping cushion the blow of reduced state funding. And he agrees the borough is going to have to look at more reductions in service. He says he likes to make a point of explaining why he votes the way he does. And the term for Assemblymember Kurt Wallhuter also expires this fall. Another 15 seats on the school and hospital boards, planning commission, and local advisory boards also will appear on the ballot for the October 1st municipal election. The deadline to file is Tuesday, August 20th. There's more information at the borough clerk's office. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vignicki.